Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Cabali tells us as we walk in today that when the reporters entered the Steelers' locker room yesterday, Jalen Ramsey was waiting. All set up to tell his side of the story, and his side of the story is the correct one. There was a video out there. I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen it. The one I saw was from a reporter in Cincinnati for, I think it was Fox.
The Fox TV, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was clear as day that the Steelers beat up and frustrated Ja'Marr Chase so badly yesterday that he lost his mind and spit in Jalen Ramsey's face, and he needs to be suspended. I'm sure he will be suspended. The Steelers had a great plan. I think that the gusty winds helped. Let's be honest about that, but let's also give credit where it's due. It wasn't a great day to go down the field with the ball, but you take advantage of what you can. Joey Porter played a great game. James Pierre has been a revelation. Jalen Ramsey is an intimidator back at safety, and he hammered Chase early in the game, and they completely shut him and, for the most part, them down in this game. And then Chase lost his mind, and then he lied about it, Bob. And there's also talk of should Ramsey or will Ramsey be suspended? And as I mentioned, Darren Payne from the Commanders punched Amon-Ra St. Brown in a game in Week 10 and got suspended. You can get suspended for a punch. So
he was also the instigator of that.
Who?
The man who was suspended.
Well, he claimed he wasn't.
Well, he was, but he was the instigator.
He claimed that St. Brown punched him first, but bottom line is it's on the table, but I agree with you that Ramsey wasn't the instigator, A, and B, I think if somebody spits in your face, that you have to, if you're adjudicating this for the league, take that into account and say, listen, who among us wouldn't have reacted? He could have reacted way worse than that. I think that almost mitigates a suspension, don't you?
Yes, I do. Although I did like Mike Tomlin's answer to that question. He basically said, it doesn't matter, he can't respond. And that's easy to say. And you know, normally,
did Tomlin know what happened when he said that?
I mean, I'm curious if he'll
reiterate it on Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe not. I'm not sure, but he had to have known what was going on out there. But the point is, yeah, when someone does that to you, then all bets are off. And quite frankly, up until that point, you know, he and Chase got into stuff that was normal in football. What we see back and forth, hitting, physical, getting your face, whatever the case. They don't really do much with that other than try to separate them. In this case, though, prior to that, Ja'Marr Chase went up into Ramsey's face, ripped his mouthpiece off, and had him almost like he was strangling him, you know? So to me, that was cause for something. So that, you know, later, what turns out to be the punch followed by or preceded by the spit. So in both cases, I think Ramsey was not the guy instigating anything. He was doing what he does, and he admits to trash talking, getting under your skin. Fine, that's all part of the game. But when you take it to that level, then I think obviously things are going to happen. But I wouldn't expect anything more than a one-game suspension because that's exactly what Jalen Carter got for spitting on Dak Prescott. One game. And that game was time served in the game he was already dressed.
Well, Chase also lied about it after the game, which to me may fall under personal conduct, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
You do it and then you lie about it.
But I mean, just for the event itself, one game is the precedent.
Probably one game, yeah.
But lying about it, first of all, he should know. If that were him, he should say, yeah, I did it. I was mad. It was an emotional thing. Do I regret it?
How can you not know that that's going to get captured on video?
Exactly. And Ramsey said, there are 100 cameras in here. You don't think some of that stuff, everything's going to be caught on video.
Jalen Ramsey is quickly becoming a house favorite with Steeler fans, I believe.
Like Darius Kasparaitis and Ulf Samuelson.
Man, this guy, you know, following his career from afar, he was very obviously one of the few best cover corners in the league in his prime. I didn't know he dropped this kind of hammer, Bob. He is an intimidator back there at safety. I think this is just perfect for him. He's been really good at that position. This was him after the game.
He spit on me, so it's up. I don't give a f- football after that, respectfully. I'm always going to be all for trash talking, talking, stuff like that. I actually enjoy that part of the game. I think people know that. But and that's what we was doing. I mean, after the first one, the first little thing, the play before, he tried to, like, crack block me or whatever. You know what I mean? I got up off that. And then we got up talking, whatever, and he snatched my mouthpiece off my face mask. And then that's when I mushed his face mask, and then whatever. That was just a little scuffle. But the refs told us right there, like, hey, y'all chill, no more of this. Cool, so, you know, I'm knowing, like, all right, no more, you know, just talk shit, let's keep it clean so we, you know, everybody stay in, whatever. The next play, same shit, we was talking shit for real, which I'm cool with. And then, yeah, as soon as he spit, it was back. Man, it was, I mean, yeah, I ain't gonna tolerate that part of it. So, I'm sure the NFL, they'll do their due diligence. They got 100 cameras out there. They can investigate. They can see everything. I just told y'all was facts. First scuffle, y'all can see. Y'all go look at the video. He snatched my mouthpiece off my helmet. Then we got into it. The next play, all their camera views, they should be able to pull it up and see that he spit. And, you know, and it's whatever.
That's the worst beep I've ever heard, by the way, Limits, but it served its purpose, didn't it?
There were a lot
Bob?
Of beeps. The beep machine is worn out.
A lot of beeps, yes.
Hard to disagree. I mean, all he did was tell the truth there, except...
And he was backed up by the video.
We can come back to the topic of, are you justified? Like, let's say that was the AFC Championship game, and that happened in the final 3 minutes with, you know, somebody on a winning drive, I think we'd all be ripping Jalen Ramsey, even as we all understand that when somebody spits in your face, all bets are off. So, Bob, I'm torn on this one. I'm of two minds on this one. I understand the reaction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before.
It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But man, in certain situations, you just can't do that. What was the score when that happened? Was it 20-9?
I don't remember.
Like, you would agree that
if it was a close game,
it's not a blanket statement that you're entitled to react however you want when something like that happens. That just can't be. And
yeah,
yet,
it was 20-9.
And yet, you can understand it. You know what I mean? If that was a really critical, and it kind of was, but really critical, like playoff game late in the game, I would come on the air and rip somebody while understanding the reaction in a certain way. You really can't do that, right?
No, and as soon as that happened, I tweeted out, Ramsey cannot do that. It's not in the best interest of your team. You lose the best defensive line, whatever. I didn't know about the Smith because you couldn't tell. CBS did not have cameras on that, which I'm a little surprised about. I thought somebody would have a look at that because they have the best cameras in the business as far as zoom in capabilities, but we didn't see that. If you just judged it by what you saw and you were there and you see a punch, you're going to say, why would he punch him? He's being enticed into taking a penalty and an ejection.
Sure.
And that's what you cannot do as a veteran player. But then you see the spit afterwards.
So where do you fall on it?
I give him a pass on that.
Would you give him a pass if it was the AFC title game?
Yep. I'd be consistent with that. I'd say, you know what? But here's the thing. So, on the field, the officials never saw that. So they would have called it the way they called it, which was you're ejected and it's a 15-yard penalty, whatever the case may be. But I can understand it, Joe. It's just like someone, if you're walking
me,
in the street,
so
and someone
I.
does it
yeah.
to you, what are you going to do? Just
of
sit
course.
There and say thank you?
Of course.
You can't do that.
Of course, it's understandable. And I get it from yesterday.
But all the evidence has to be considered.
And I think it should mitigate his suspension. He shouldn't be suspended for throwing that punch. But I'm not so sure that you and I would be forgiven it if it did happen in a much bigger situation, Bob. If it was third and third down at the Steelers 18 with a Super Bowl on the line and that happens.
I hear you.
You can't do it.
I hear you. But I also know how human emotion, they're engaged in something all game long like that. And then that is the result, that weak move by Ja'Marr Chase, who clearly was taken out of this game by the Steelers, their defense, their planning of it. Give a lot of credit to Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin for doing that. They went from a 23-target guy to 10 targets and only 3 catches, and he's your best option.
No doubt. So, all true. I'm just not sure that
I'm betting there's a one-game suspension. It's going to be for Ja'Marr Chase, and we will see nothing from
him. For sure. And he's the guilty party and the liar here, and what he did was despicable. I'm just not sure whether it's fans screaming insults or somebody spitting in your face that you can afford to hurt your team in certain situations. That's just, it's a tough one for me.
Refresh my memory. Did Dak Prescott, he didn't do anything, did he? Jalen Carter spit on him.
Well, there was some thought that Prescott spit at him first, but
was there a video?
Spit, but it was just a normal spit. Do you recall that, Limits?
Here we are again talking about spitting. Not the game, spitting. We're sitting here talking about the same things.
It wasn't directed at Jalen Carter at all, but Jalen Carter took exception.
Yeah, that's what
that it was.
Prescott,
yeah, Prescott
and the Cowboys claimed. Yeah.
Prescott didn't get suspended.
No, he didn't. No. But there was definitely severe question as to where his spit was going. There was none about Carter's.
I think a one-game suspension is what you'll see.
The point right now. The point is, was Ramsey justified in his action, and would he be under any circumstance? I would say borderline, and if it was worse, if it was an AFC, if it was a playoff game in the final minutes, you have to get your revenge in a different way.
I do get it,
of course. Somebody walks up and spits in your face, you're going to lose your mind, but you got to find some way not to in certain situations on a football field. You just do.
I agree. But I also understood in that moment what was going on after the fact and after we saw the video.
Yeah.
My first thought it was an irresponsible thing to do, and that's what I wrote. Irresponsible. You put your team first, not yourself. Then I see the video, and then I change my belief on it, only because I didn't expect the spit to be that. I did not. And once Ramsey said it right off the bat, I'm thinking, okay, now let's go back and look.
Yeah. I don't know. Can it be both? Are you justified in losing your mind? And do you have to be better in not hurting your team in a bigger situation? Like, at least at that point, they have an 11-point lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to affect them way worse than it did when he left the game. That's a tough one.
And the text line is
a really tough one to call. What are they saying?
They're fully saying that once somebody spits at you, all bets are off.
Yeah, they wouldn't be saying it if it costs the Steelers a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I can promise you that.
Yeah, situationally, obviously, if it was a moment like that, it's much more heightened. You know, especially if it was a one score game or the Steelers were losing in that type of situation where you need to make sure that you keep your head. But don't you have to make sure you keep your head in those type of playoff situations more so in general than in the regular season in these types of games? Like, I think you'd already have that more heightened thought process of, okay, I can't do something to cost myself out of this game or to screw up my team's chances. I do think you're right on that point, though, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it suffer. It makes it a conundrum, Bob. That's the perfect word here.
It is. And it is. It's one of those they're going to have to just look at.
I'm curious what Tomlin will say about it tomorrow, whether he'll say, yeah, I didn't realize at the time and I get it, or if he'll reiterate that you can't respond even to that.
Well, he had to have known by the time he addressed the media yesterday what had happened. At least he heard from Ramsey, I'm sure. But he came out and said, hey, we just can't put ourselves in that position. You can't.
I'll give you an example. Vontaze Burfict spit on David DeCastro in a playoff game. And DeCastro, you know, made sure to point it out and things like that. But he didn't. I mean, it was a playoff game. You know, you can't respond in that situation.
No, not if it's a playoff
game.
If it was a playoff game,
do you think Ramsey, being the veteran he is and been around this game a long time, would have resisted a
punch? I don't know, because again, it's a natural human reaction to lose your mind. I completely understand that. But I think in a different situation, you just have to find a way not to. That's all.
No, I totally agree with that. The stakes are big, especially in a playoff game. And I think maybe if that were the case and it was a close game, he might have held back. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. He seems to be a pretty fiery guy, and that's one of those things that could set you off. And I understand that. So
that was in the 2016 playoff game, the epic game where Ben comes in late and the fumble. That was when DeCastro said Burfict spit on him in that game. So that's a tough one. That really is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.